Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
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 We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the holy. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together.
The Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. This morning we'd like to start off with prayer and praise. Praising God for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see another day. Some of you look out your door, you'll find snow. But beneath that snow, there is sunshine. And today, as we listen to the music with the message to soothe the mind and heal the soul, here's a word from heaven. John 6:51 states that Jesus is the living bread. It came down from heaven. And whoever eats this bread will live forever. Why? Because the bread is the body of Christ, which he has given for the world to have life, life more abundantly. Bible says that if anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever. This is the word of God. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live.
No matter where you find yourself,
because in the Greek, he was called the Messiah, and he is the Anointed One.
You are the living word.
Visiting the church in the town on Sunday. They were celebrating Super Bowl Sunday. But the message for the hour was, what team are you on? There's some that are confessing Christians, the pastor said. And then there's others that are denying Christ as Savior. And we are in the kingdom of God. There's only one team, and there's only one coach. There's rules and directions, and we follow the coach. Coach says go left, we go left. The coach says go right, we go right. The first coach says stand. The Bible says stand on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. And as the psalmist says in the background, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So today, my beloved, as we seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. What are those things? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, eternal life. So as we prepare our day, seek the kingdom of God and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, but he will lead and guide you in truth. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. Lord.